There was some serious investment in building projects in the Northwest Territories in 2023. Construction permits of all types totaled $107.3 million in value, a 38.8% jump from $77.3 million in 2022. Commercial construction, at $79.9 million, was responsible for the bulk of that, more than five times the $13.9 million spent on commercial building in 2022. Residential projects, on the other hand, tumbled to $25 million, less than half of the $56.3 million spent in 2022. Statistics Canada data shows that 119 residential units were erected in the territory in 2022 compared to just 84 in 2023. Industrial construction amounted to a paltry $1.8 million in 2023, while institutional and governmental builds were an even smaller $620,000 in value. Some of the major projects underway in the NWT in 2023 included the $67.7 million, 61,580 square foot aquatic center in Yellowknife, the Inuvik runway extension, which had a $20 million budget in 2023-24, a $30 million renovation in addition to Tuktoyaktuk's Manjilalak School and the NWT Power Corporation's expansion of the Tultsin Hydroelectric Facility. In Fort Simpson, NOAA Enterprises began erecting a new tourism center and accommodations for the Lidalee Cue First Nation. Construction made up 8.76% of the NWT's gross domestic product in 2023, up from 7.89% the previous year. The average weekly wages for construction workers in the NWT was $1,646.47 as of February 2024. Federal commitments. The Government of Canada finally moved ahead with construction of a new Department of National Defence multipurpose facility in Yellowknife in May. The 99,000-square-foot project, estimated to cost $86 million, is expected to be finished by late 2026 or early 2027. Joint Task Force North and 1st Canadian Ranger Patrol Group will occupy the structure in the Engle Business District. It was originally proposed for construction in 2022. The federal government expects 520 people will be needed to carry out the work. In April, Ottawa announced $8.4 million to fast-track 154 affordable homes in Yellowknife. The money is intended to help the municipal government streamline the development process to build medium-density residences, such as townhouses and student housing. There was no timeline or locations given for the initiatives. In addition, a previous announcement of $20.8 million for 50 affordable homes in Yellowknife, made by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau last October, still had no details attached as of April either. In January, the federal government committed $19 million to build 50 homes for Indigenous residents in the NWT. That will result in $4.2 million going toward 26 homes in the Talicho communities of Wekwiti, Gameti, Wati and Bechoko, along with $2.8 million from the Talicho government. In Fort Liard, Ottawa is putting up $1.8 million and $870,000 will comes from the Atchodine Koa First Nation and its Economic Development Corporation ADK Holdings Limited to construct 5 homes. The Government of Canada will spend $3.3 million for 10 homes in Lutzel K with a contribution of $2.2 million coming from the Lutzel K Dean First Nation. Nahana Butte will see 7 new homes thanks for $5.5 million from the federal government in addition to $890,000 from the Nahana Butte Dean Band and $500,000 from Housing NWT. Wrigley will benefit from 6 new homes due to a $4.4 million injection from Ottawa and $511,000 from the Pedzaki First Nation.